It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 2nd of July, and guess what happened on this day in 1897? Our patron saint of radio, none other than Guglielmo Marconi, obtained a patent for radio in London. Bless him, right? Great news, everyone. There are now 36 official RFI English Listeners Clubs. I'm so pleased to welcome our four new RFI clubs. There's the RFI Listeners Club in Muzaffargarh, Pakistan, with Mubasher Hussain Asher as president. The RFI Fan Club in Nadia, India, with Sunil Baran Das as president. The Kumi Central RFI Listeners Club in Kampala, Uganda, with Charles Ongole John as president, and the RFI Listeners Club in Sheikhupura, Pakistan, with Riaz Ahmed Khan as president. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey. Stop. Sit. Relax. Listen. This is the Sound Kitchen.
Guess what today is? It's World UFO Day. Yep, a UFO, unidentified flying objects. The people involved say that today is a day to raise awareness of the undoubted existence of UFOs. How about you? Seen any UFOs lately? I'm sorry to say I personally have not. The only flying objects I have seen of late can be identified as birds. And boy, am I fortunate. I live in a big city on a really busy road, but I hear birds all day long and it brings me great joy. I even stuck my microphone out the window so you can hear them too. You'll hear the traffic also, but hey, I'll take what I can get. Hear them? Nice, isn't it? Here's something else which is a bird song to me, your letters. Silvaraj from India wrote in about how he listens to the Sound Kitchen. He downloads the show into his mobile phone and listens that way. How about you? Be sure you check out the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. There are some great photos there for you to look at. The sweetest one is from lovely Manju Das. She's the secretary of one of our brand new RFI clubs, the RFI Fan Club in Nadia, India. Her husband, Sunil Baran, is the president, and Manju sent in a photo of him with their children and a lovely tribute to Sunil Baran as a father. Too dear. You can see photos from Dr. Siddhartha Sarkar, the president of the RFI Golden DX Club in Murshidabad, India. He sent in photos of the club members and of some of the goodies for the RFI-sponsored football tournaments going on right now. Thanks, Dr. Sarkar. Another golden club, the Golden Eagles DX Club in Keralam State, India, Muhammad Shamim S., president, sent in photos of the football and cricket teams their DX Club has formed. Muhammad has asked to transform the Golden Eagles DX Club into an RFI club, and I look forward to welcoming them to the RFI club family. Shivindu Paul, the president of the RFI Metalli Listeners Club in Murshidabad, sent in some sweet photos from International Yoga Day last week. Shivindu Paul is a school teacher, and he spent some time with his students doing yoga. Take a look. The children are so cute.
I'm Alain Bleu. Hello from Paris.
All right, my friends, it's Time for the quiz. On the 21st of May, I asked you a question about an article we just published on the RFI English website about an enormous cruise ship that had just set sail from the French shipyard Saint-Nazaire on its way to Southampton, Britain. You were to write in with the name of the city, which was the final destination of the new cruise ship called the Harmony of the Seas. The answer is Barcelona, a lovely city, Barcelona. I'm not so sure the Harmony of the Seas is lovely, though. Well, it depends on your idea of beauty, doesn't it? I don't think those monster cruise ships are pretty, and they sure pollute a lot. Do you like to look at them? Anyway, the correct answer to this week's quiz is Barcelona, Spain. The winners are RFI Listeners Club members Mrs. E. Vijayalakshmi from Chennai, India, Dr. D.W. Nabi from Middlesex in the UK, and Zenon Tellis from the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India. There's Shahzad Shabir, the president of the RFI PAC France International Listeners Club in Sahiwal, Pakistan, and a participant in the RFI-sponsored football tournaments going on right now. And last but not least, Rajia Khatun from Kurigram, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz, and it has to be about the Brexit, although I'd rather ask you a question about butterflies. Anyway, as you know, Britain voted to leave the European Union last week. Astonishing news. And not surprisingly, a few days after, the Leave politicians are softening up on their promises of all the good that leaving the Union would bring. The biggest promise the Leavers made during the campaign was about the sum of money which Britain pays to the EU each week, and which, instead, would be used to fund the UK's National Health Service. Boris Johnson, Mr. Leave himself, campaigned with a bus behind him that had this printed on it, and I quote, "We send the EU, and here's the sum of money, each week. Let's fund our NHS instead." But by Sunday, Leaveside politicians were saying they'd only promised to, and I quote, spend the lion's share of that money on health service. So the question to you is, what is this sum of money, highly disputed at the least, that became the Leaveside's principal slogan? How many British pounds did the Leaveside say that the UK pays to the EU every week and that they wanted to use instead to fund the UK's National Health Service? You have until the 29th of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on September 3rd to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
This is The Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu. The man has the best ears at RFI, and I'm always so happy when he puts the Sound Kitchen together. And not only does Alain have great ears, he has a great voice too. You've been hearing it all throughout the show. Thanks again, Alain. Thanks to all of you out there for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45 and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music I grew up listening to. This is a band that has been together for 35 years called Beto y los Fairlanes. From the time I was 14 years old, I was dancing under the stars to their music in Austin, Texas. Thanks, 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 y'all. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Thank you, girls. Thank you for dancing.
Beto, can you introduce the rest of the band for us?
Yes, Arturo Garza on congas, Scott Lanningham on drums, the legend of Austin, John Blondell on trombone, Greg Williams on tenor, Rich Herring on trumpet, and John Fremgen on bass, and I'm Beto Robert Scarles on keyboards.
Great, well, thanks for joining us. You guys have a Best Of album coming up
We have
soon?
A Best Of. We've been together 35 years.
Wow.
We have seven albums.
When is that going to be released?
It's going to be released very soon, actually,
October
1st. Well, not so soon. October 1st.
Great. And you guys have some gigs coming up in Austin?
We do. We're going to be playing at Ruta Maya. We're going to be playing at the Saxon Pub, mm-hmm. the Elephant Room.
So pretty
Antone's.
Much everywhere.
We're going to play at Antone's. We're doing a 35-gig series of celebrating 35 years together.
So where can we keep up with you online and check out all these shows?
Online at betoandthefairlanes.com. Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I said that.
Yep. We'll check you out on Facebook.
And Facebook, too. Yeah, 35 days in Facebook.
On your website.
Oh, there we go, on the webpage.
You're everywhere. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you for having us.
I'm Stephanie from Balcony TV Austin, and we'll catch you next time. Balcony TV.